Beersheba. King Abimelech came to Abraham and said, "We can clearly see that God is with you in everything you do. So let's make an agreement that there'll be peace between your people and my people." Abraham said, "I agree, but there is a problem we need to talk about. Your people have taken one of my wells." King said, "I didn't know anything about this. Why didn't you tell me before now? I'll take care of it." So they made an agreement, and Abraham sealed it by giving Abimelech cattle and sheep, but he set aside 7 ewe lambs. Abimelech asked about this. Abraham said, "You are to accept these 7 lambs as your way of saying that I own this well." The king accepted the 7 ewe lambs, and Abraham called the place Beersheba, which means well of the oath. He planted a tamarisk tree there and worshiped the Lord, the everlasting God. Soon after the destruction of Sodom, Lot and his 2 daughters left the little town where they lived because he was afraid of what might happen to them there. They went to the mountains and lived in a cave. One day, the oldest daughter said to her sister, "Our father is old, and we have no hope of getting a husband and having children. Therefore, it's up to us to preserve our father's line for future generations. I have a plan. Let's get our father drunk until he no longer knows what he's doing. We'll then have sex with him." The sister agreed. So that night they got their father drunk. The oldest daughter had sex with him. He didn't know anything that happened. The next day, the older daughter said to her sister, "Tonight, it's your turn. Remember, we're doing this to preserve our father's line." So they got their father drunk, and the younger daughter had sex with him. Again, Lot didn't know anything that happened. Both daughters became pregnant by their father. The oldest sister gave birth to a son who became the father of the Moabites. The younger sister gave birth to a son who became the father of the Ammonites. Years later, Sarah died, having lived 127 years. Their encampment at the time was near Hebron. So Abraham went to the Hittites and said, "We both live in this land together. Please allow me to buy a place where I can bury my dead." They said, "You're chosen of God. None of us would hinder you from burying your dead." Abraham got up and bowed down before them. "One of you owns a particular cave at the end of the field. Talk to him and persuade him to sell it to me at full price." That man stepped forward and said, "I'm that man, and I can tell you that you're free to bury your dead, and there's no charge." So the 2 men met in front of all the people, and Abraham said, "Please, allow me to buy this cave at full price." The man said, "The cave is worth 400 shekels of silver, but what is that between you and me? Bury your dead freely in the cave." So Abraham weighed out 400 shekels of silver and paid it to the man in front of everyone. So Abraham buried Sarah in the cave of Hebron, and it became his possession from that day on.